Aircheckdownloads.com.
Look at Shania Twain. You're still the one. Number 14 in the Hot 100. Natalie Imbruglia is not in that chart because there's no single yet. But Torn is number 3 on the airplane chart. There is a trend in the States now for record companies not to issue singles of tracks for new artists where there is one strong song on the album. Make the people buy the album, and they're doing it. It's a top 20 album, number 3 in airplay. Natalie Imbruglia and Torn. Every week in America's greatest hits, we're going to play one that was a hit only in America. And here's a great example. Number 1 in the States, the Christmas week of 1974, yet never charted here at all. Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle.
A child arrived.
Harry Chapin was on tour when his youngest son was born. His wife, Sandy, suggested the song of a father and son whose schedules could not meet. Cats in the Cradle.
Live in concert on 88 to 91 FM. Saturday nights from 8 o'clock.
BBC Radio 2.
And from this week's American Top 10.
Hanging round. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Marcy Playground are number 8 in the Hot 100 with Sex and Candy. And from our classics, number 1 album, Nick of Time.
There ain't no use in me.
Bonnie Raitt with Herbie Hancock. I Ain't Gonna Let You Break My Heart Again. From our classic number 1 album from 1990, Nick of Time. America's greatest hits on Radio 2 with Rhythm and Blues number 1s then and now. In 1956, Little Richard was big.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John.
The song was written by Jimmy Webb about an outlaw, but it was taken by some to be an anti-Vietnam War song. There is that line about cleaning my gun. Galveston, number 1 on the country chart this week, 1969. And in 1998, our country number 1 is by Joe D. Messina. It's called Bye Bye. Joe D. Messina has America's number 1 country record, Bye Bye. Hello, I must be Phil Collins. That's the name of the Richard Allinson documentary at 7 o'clock. Lisa Stansfield in concert at 8. Stan Freeberg on the record at 9 o'clock. And Bob Harris, 3 on 2, from 10 until 1. Do not miss. Here is the highest placed British record in this week's American chart, as compiled by Billboard magazine. At number 18, The Verve and the Bittersweet Symphony. British talent in the American chart with The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony. Our next record is the one that dethroned Candle in the Wind 1997 by Elton John as America's number 1 after 14 weeks. In Canada, Elton is still number 1 after 28 weeks. That is an all-time record there. Astonishingly, this is still in the American top 5 after having been number 1 in January. And it's number 1 on the Airplay chart, number 1 adult contemporary. Savage Garden, truly, madly. Deeply.
AircheckDownloads.com.